It's Vince Tracy talking football. Talking football. A very good day. Welcome to everybody. It's the 8th of July 2026 and we are indeed talking football. But first, I'll tell you what it's like here. I'm looking out on a garden full of beautiful colours. I have to say, even though it is so hot, because we're about 30 already at this time of the day, the colours of the flowers just do something special for me, because it just shows you that even without maybe the rain that might be less abundant at this time of the year, the flowers proliferate and they look absolutely lovely. The vegetation line on the mountain is high, which again shows that something's going on, which should be okay. It is, as I say, exceedingly hot early on. Anyway, another very difficult night to get through, which we did. And we'll now go across the mountain and across Spain, across the channel after the Bay of Biscay. We'll go to the bottom half of the UK, southwest of UK, Bristol Channel, into Wales, over to Mam Cymru. Cymru, that's the mother of Wales. Very, very, bit of a tongue twister this time of the day. Good morning, Graham, and we're talking football again, and the World Cup is heating up, isn't it?
Everything is heating up, Vince. Yes, good morning to you. Including Wales is heating up a bit. So we have 20 degrees, not quite the frying pan that you're in, but it's warming up for us. I've got the blinds closed here in my little studio, keep the sun out, unfortunately, so I can see my screens. And apparently we're going to have 10 days of warm weather. Good God, we don't normally get that in the entire summer.
Well, I'm tempted to always drift back to 1976 when, of course, we did have that amazingly long, hot summer and the Minister of Drought, who was a football referee, when football referees will be part of our discussion today. So we'll go straight to the World Cup because the round of 32 has now been completed and we have the lineup. So we'll be able to make our predictions towards the end of the podcast. But let's reflect back then to the 4th of July when we started the last games that we hadn't discussed. And we'll go to Canada, played Morocco. And we didn't do any predictions for this. I think it was we were caught in between the days and the weeks, and there's that much football going on that realistically, you know, some of the games get forgotten. And I'm struggling now to remember Canada-Morocco. Any thoughts on that one? It ended Canada 1, Morocco 3, and of course that put Morocco through. Did that surprise you?
Yes, it did surprise me, and I think unless your screen is different to mine, which perhaps it is, it was actually Canada 0, Morocco 3, it says here.
Okay, I'll go for you, because quite frankly, with things happening the way they do, I'm up in the middle of the night checking screens and, you know, adjusting a score here and there, which isn't really the best way to be doing things, but at the end of the day, my life is not just about football. Football is part of it, although it is nice to obviously see the games, and we're privileged, really. Actually, I've got to... We're